quick devotional, just a little, I thought it was kind of funny, but it does make a point. A story is told about a man who accidentally fell out of his second floor window into a garbage truck that just happened to be outside. He tried to get the truck driver's attention, but to no avail. He climbed his way near the opening and waited until the truck stopped so he could get out. A foreign man who was walking down the sidewalk saw inside the truck and remarked, "There's another example of just how wasteful Americans are. That man looks like he's good for at least another 10 years." And I know it's fictional, you know, a little bit funny, not too funny, I admit that. But maybe there's a part of that that isn't actually too far off in the thinking of some. You know, and of course, no, we're not supposed to, you know, purposely throw ourselves out in the garbage, but I think sometimes we become so down on ourselves, right? You know, we feel like trash. And we may all have faults. Well, I know we all have faults to work on, but we are far from being junk in the eyes of God. In fact, God considers all of us to be extremely valuable. Matthew 6 and verse 26. He made us for a very special purpose. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. He gave each of us a soul which is more valuable than the entire universe. Matthew 16 and verse 26. He specifically made us in his image. Genesis 1 and verse 27. And he even saw so much value in us that he gave his only begotten son to die for us. John 3 and verse 16. So despite our flaws, our faults, our imperfections, God loves us. Romans 5 and verse 8. And he considers us more valuable than anything else in the entire universe. Right? That's what the last part of Romans 8 is all about. He's given us encouragement. So I just wanted us to think about this. You know, the next time we're feeling down, let's remember how much God treasures us, right? And remember everything that he's done for us, and he deserves our praise. He deserves our loyalty, Luke 9 and verse 23. This evening, if you're here and you are subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to help you with that. If you need to put on Christ at baptism, let's take care of that. Right? The gospel being the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. We are to obey the gospel. To obey his death, his burial, and resurrection in water with a response of faith. We've got to believe who he is. John 8, 24. We have to be willing to repent of our sins. And none of that, by the way, has to do with perfection. It just means we're going to change the way we think. So it's less of the way Sean thinks and more of the way God thinks, and that's a journey in there. We have to be willing to repent, Acts 2:38. We have to be willing to confess Christ before men. We're not ashamed of who he is and make that confession that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And then we reenact his death, his burial and resurrection in water, Romans 6, 3 and 4. And the Bible says we get to rise out of that water to walk in newness of life. All right, we get to start over. So if you haven't done that, that's the plea for you. And please, if you're not sure about any of that, let's sit down and talk. It's the most important thing you can ever do. So if we can help you with that or any other situation you're in spiritually, we'd love to encourage you, pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you might need, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.